With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Today we're going to tell you about making a play in 24 hours, actually making four of them. And we're going to talk about some short plays lasting only 10 minutes. And we're going to take a look at the Tony Awards that were handed out Sunday. Did you like them?
I always do. I was in the Los Angeles party, where you feel like you're there in person because it's virtually all around you. But you're with these very cynical Hollywood people who used to be Broadway people.
Talking about being cynical, I had the feeling that it had no highs or no lows, that they perhaps underused Neil Patrick Harris.
But when he was on, wow.
Oh, he was on.
And when Patti LuPone came through the door of that little house with a picket fence with a lawnmower, I thought I would die laughing. That was so funny. I loved it. And I liked most of the winners. I thought that Once was as a beautiful musical. I hope it comes round. And Claiborne Park, which meant we got to see a lot of Pamela McKinnon, who is a Western New York director who directed that show and was nominated.
Moving along to Seth Rudetsky. For those of you who don't know, he's on Sirius XM and he has his own show and he's a piano playing madman.
Broadway fiend. He is just pathologically addicted to Broadway, and he's coming for Curtain Up and will perform at 710 Main Street, the venue formerly known as...
710. Oh, the Studio Arena. Sorry. Numbers.
I thought you were going to say the Palace Burlesque, because it was also known
as
that.
It used to be the Palace Burlesque, wasn't it?
Before my time, were you ever in there?
Moving along, John Lithgow is going to be performing Miracles by Heart.
He's performing Stories by the Heart, also at 710 Main. Shays has taken over that theater at the corner of Main and Tupper.
We have great expectations for it.
Well, you know, they seem to be heading out on the right foot, which is they've got to create something brand new. Studio Arena is over, and we have to stop even thinking about bringing that back. It's done. So they're looking at the venue. It's a wonderful theater. It had been a burlesque house. It had had a successful run as Studio Arena, and now they're trying to see what else they can bring there. So they've announced these two things, Seth Rudetsky's Big Fat Broadway for Curtain Up, and then the following week, Stories from the Heart.
They do have an attraction with those two people.
They do, and then they are going to do some locally produced theater in there. I've heard murmurings, but there's nothing public yet, and they're talking about maybe some university shows, but everything's up for grabs. They're having to invent this from scratch to see what they can do to make that a viable entity. And the way that this happened, too, I know that some people had taken the forgiveness of the debt to mean that all the creditors had been paid. That didn't happen, but the people doing this, it's Shays. The Studio Arena is over, and the debt that they were talking about was the mortgage debt, only the mortgage debt. So away we go, and I wish them great luck. I love that they're bringing Seth Rudetsky in. He's been to Studio Arena. Do you remember this?
No, I don't. I know him basically from listening to him.
He was the conductor for Galileo, which Janine Tesori, back when she was Levinson, composed. So this is a return.
Talking about something new.
Yes.
Not the Studio Arena 710.
But also at that space.
At that space, we're talking about creating a musical in 24 hours. That's casting it, writing it, and performing it. How does this get done, Mr. Chase?
Through the night. There are going to be four musicals. Musical Fair, they're calling it Musical Fair 24. They're creating four original musicals, and it's not this weekend, but next weekend, and it will be at 710 Main.
Is that going to be something innovative if all of a sudden we're going to be inundated with, I wrote this yesterday, it's real good.
I wrote it last night, we rehearsed it. They're going to have it memorized, too. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Talking about original plays, BUA is having their original play, Cavalcade.
Yes, it is a cavalcade. It's called BUA Takes 10, and these are 10-minute plays, which have been submitted by writers all over the country, including some Buffalo writers, and these are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender themes for these plays. Again, not this weekend, but next weekend. But I thought that something that is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday only, would be of particular interest to you.
Yes, what would that be?
Joey Giambra's Bread and Onions.
Pane e cipolla.
About growing up on Buffalo's Italian West Side.
I don't know if you know this, but I used to play in the band that Joey Giambra led, a little quartet. And we used to play jazz and various plays. We were young. He was old. He took the money and ran.
Well, he's bringing in Dominic Chianese from The Sopranos to make it a two-hander. And it's going to have a marvelous lineup of musicians, including Mary Stoll, Jim Calabrese Trio, Bobby Militello. And it's at the Cavanocchi tomorrow and Sunday.
We had a lot of fun today.
We did.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.